Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the Nope Too Creepy podcast. We are kicking off 2022 with a very different kind of megasode. This time, we will be focusing on a single country and all the various haunts it has to offer. The country? Slovakia. Why Slovakia? You might be wondering. Well, you see, not too long ago, I received an email telling me that this podcast was ranked somewhat high in the fiction category in the country of Slovakia. Was I confused? Sure. But was I still excited? You bet your zadok. That's a Slavic for butt. I decided it was only right to dedicate an entire megasode to any and all listeners who might be tuning in from Slovakia. With that said, the Slavic language is completely foreign to me. I did my best to pronounce everything correctly, but I have no doubt that I messed up several words. I can only hope that you stay patient and find it in your hearts to forgive me. Thank you in advance. So, Priyashilia, this one's for you. Sit back, crack open an ice-cold kofola, and get ready to learn about 10 haunted places in Slovakia. Number 1. Vodnik from the Duck Fountain. Vodnik is a water creature from Slavic legends and fairy tales. He often lures people close to the place where he lives and then drowns them. One such monster, whose name is Zeleniak, resides in the Duck Fountain, close to the Šafarikovo Square. The fountain depicts three playing boys and ducks around them. The legend says that these boys used to take their ducks close to the Danube and leave them there to graze. Zeleniak befriended the boys and took them to the bottom of the river. One of the boys overheard the magic formula to open the underwater cave full of gold. He wanted to share the secret with the other two friends, but as soon as he opened his mouth, they all turned to stone. Number 2. The Mysterious Handprints at St. Martin's Cathedral. One of the most popular haunted places in Bratislava is certainly St. Martin's Cathedral. Those who enter might come across something really strange, handprints burned into the wood. Their story dates back to 1641. Regina Fischer, a young girl from Hallstatt, was visiting Bratislava. During her stay, a ghost appeared to her about 100 times. He introduced himself as John Clement Zwanbespar. He asked Regina to fix the crime that he had committed while he was alive. The proof of the ghost's presence was the handprints burned into various wooden objects. Nobody had any doubts about Regina's words. Even the Archbishop of Esztergom was investigating the case. Number 3. Kertész drowning ships on the Danube. It wouldn't be correct to say that Kertész is a Slavic equivalent of the word demon. In the Slavic mythology, Kertész is not necessarily an evil creature. He is often depicted as a hairy man with hooves, a tail, and horns. He can be both mischievous and smart, many times trying to punish evil people. The legend says that one Kert used to live on the hill where St. Nicholas Church stands now. It was after the church was built that this Kert started drowning ships sailing on the Danube. One day, the captain of one of the ships fooled him and gave him a ride. Since then, the Kert has only been appearing on St. Nicholas's Day to scare small children. Number 4. Perjurers beware. Even the town hall had its share of scary stories. One of them tells the tale of a widow with children who lost a piece of her field to a rich man. This rich man lied to the widow, claiming that her husband was only able to use the field while he was alive. After his death, it had to go back to the rich man. The widow asked him to swear on the Bible, and the perjurer did not hesitate. That very moment, a demon flew inside and took the rich man away. The only trace that remains after the perjurer was taken away is a picture of him that hangs on the outer wall of the town hall. Number 5. The First Witch of Bratislava. Not even Bratislava could have escaped the frenzy of the Inquisition. About 400 innocent women were burned at the stake. The first one to die was named, Agata Totova Barabasova. And I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. But regardless, she was killed in 1602. Between the Zhupne and the Horbanovo squares, there used to be an epitaph of her death. Unfortunately, it was stolen some time ago, so you can only find images of it on the internet. Moreover, it is said that her ghost can sometimes be seen crying at the same place it was stolen. Number 6. The Executioner's House. If you're a fan of history and ever wondered how law, justice, and order worked in the medieval city of Trencin, visit the Executioner's House. It's not difficult to guess from the name that the Executioner's House was once a home of the city executioner, whose services Trencin used until 1790. In those days, there was a prison on the ground floor, and a place where people were savagely tortured. It is said that the Executioner's House is haunted, something that the local tour guides will vigorously deny. Number 7. Líkava Castle. Líkava Castle dates back to the 12th century, and it was built for creating a protective wall for the city. Eventually, it became a prison for troopers, a really cruel prison at that. It is said that many of the prisoners are still there, walking through the corridors, as they were killed on the spot, and their spirit is still haunting the place. Number 8. Liptov Castle. Not far away from Líkava lies another castle with a terrifying secret. Old Liptov Castle. Its ruins are almost entirely covered by vegetation, and being situated in the height of 999 meters above sea level, it looks like a perfect campsite for a romantic hiking getaway. If you decide to visit, you might find yourself with a rather unpleasant visitor at night. Locals swear there is a horrendous swine wandering around there with a golden key stuck in its mouth. Believe it or not, this beast used to be the gorgeous daughter of the castle's master. Her father cursed her because she betrayed him. According to legend, she did this by giving a key to the castle to her father's worst enemy, who she foolishly fell in love with. Legend says you might release her from her eternal punishment, but only if you dare to take the key out of her mouth. Number 9. Kaktise Castle. Kaktise Castle is located in a remote area in Slovakia, and there are many scary stories related to it. It stands upon the steep side of a mountain, and it looks quite immense. It has been slowly destroyed throughout the centuries, but there are still sites that are saved. The castle had a notorious owner, Elizabeth Bathory, who is known as the Bloody Countess. Elizabeth was known as the most frightening serial killer in her time, and that's the reason why the castle is haunted. Apparently, the owner used to torture people before she killed them. They say many voices can be heard throughout the site. And number 10. the Black Lady of St. Michael's Tower. No tourist who visits Slovakia ever misses it, and you can find it on most postcards in Bratislava. St. Michael's Tower. If you happen to be in this area at night, you might spot the Black Lady that has been living in the tower for centuries. Her story reveals why she is not able to find her peace. The Christian name of the Black Lady was Ursula. Ursula and her friend Agata fell in love with the same man. Unfortunately for Ursula, the guy chose Agata. The jealous girl accused her friend of being a witch. You can imagine what happened to Agata in the dark times of the Inquisition. In case you're wondering, this is in fact the same Agata from number 5. Yeah, they killed her for being a witch. The poor innocent girl was burned at the stake. After her death, Ursula realized what she had done. Since then, she has been appearing in the tower, tortured by her own guilt. If you ever decide to visit St. Michael's Tower, just be careful. You might not be able to notice her in the dark until it's too late. Thank you for joining me in this episode of the Nope Too Creepy podcast. You can find links to all the sources I used in the show notes. Before we close out, I want to give another huge thank you to all the listeners in Slovakia. I know I say this a lot, but I am totally aware of just how many podcasts are out there. Even I am overwhelmed at how many there are, and I know there is no way I can realistically listen to all of the ones I'm interested in. So the fact that people from any country are giving the Nope Too Creepy podcast a chance really just warms my icy cold heart. I hope I continue to earn your precious listening time, and I sincerely mean that. Until next time, this is your host, Dan David, reminding you all to stay safe out there. I'll be seeing you in the next episode.
Nope.